to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
What if it's made out of glass? Would you still call it a cork?
Stopper.
Okay. And something that you play, you blow on it like this?
A harmonica.
Okay. Any other name for that?
A harp.
What about the one that goes like this? You stick between your teeth and you sort of twang it. Do you ever hear juice harp or juice harp? And say there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a chain to it and I...
pull it?
Or...
drag it?
Okay. I tied a chain to it and I... what?
Pull it?
Flood it out of the road.
Move it out of the road.
Uh-huh. Well, talking about dragging it, you say, I tied a chain to it and then I... what it out.
Truck it out of the road?
Uh-huh. And you say, we have, what, many logs out of this road.
We've dragged many logs out of this road.
Okay. And, you know, on the wheels of a wagon, I think that one wheel connects...
the hub.
Or that runs across and holds one wheel to the other. You have it in a car that, like this, the...
wheelbase?
Or here's one wheel and here's the other, and they're connected by the...
Uh-huh.
Do you ever hear the X or axle or...
yeah, mm-hmm, I've heard of it.
You've heard of...
that, but I...
what'd you hear it called?
I don't know, I just remember my grandfather talking about axles, but I didn't really know what it was.
Say if the person had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was, what wood he was?
Hauling wood.
And, you know, on the wagon wheel, you have the hub inside and the spokes come out and they fit into the...
rim?
Okay, what's the rim made out of?
It can be wood or metal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just remember.
If it's wood, they can call the metal piece that fits over it. Do you ever hear of a felly or a fella of a wheel?
No.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses...
be the tongue?
What about with the buggy? You back the horse between the...
I don't know what it was. We have a buggy over there, but I don't know what it was.
You have a buggy? Does anyone ever use it?
My husband's father used to try to get the pony to pull it, and he got him to do it real good. And then he got sick, and he wasn't able to fool with it anymore. We've never done it, but he bought it for my son when he was little, because he was going to teach him how to drive the buggy. They had a lot of fun out of it, but we never really accomplished a whole lot.
I bet that was fun.
I don't think he remembered really, but the other day he was over there and they wanted to get the horse to pull the buggy. So they got the buggy out and they got the horse, and this child says, I don't know, I put the buggy between or not. Because he said, you might not have a buggy, it might be a pieces of buggy. Little says, well, I used to always ride right back there when Grandpa was learning to drive the buggy. He said, don't you want to sit there while I learn you? He said, uh-uh.
They had a lot of fun out of it, but
did you know,
I guess it would be a shaft.
I didn't think he remembered really, but the other day he was up there, they wanted to get the horse.
He would just say, well, I'm
going
to put the buggy to the horse.
They got the horse
and
the child. I don't know, I put the buggy between the
horse. He bought it out from Ocala, below Ocala, between Ocala and Pedro for $75. This man's horse died.
Well, I used to always ride right back there when Grandpa was learning to drive the buggy. He said, don't you want to sit there while I learn you? He said, uh-uh.
It's an old-fashioned buggy, then.
It had the top over and all, but we took the top down because